Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. A new show at MoMA PS1 is called Theater of Operations, The Gulf Wars, 1991 to 2011. It features more than 250 pieces of work from 82 artists and collectives, including those from Iraq, Kuwait, and the United States. When Saddam Hussein ordered troops to invade Kuwait in August of 1990, it set off a chain of events that would reshape the landscape. Both President Bush's sent U.S. troops to the region with mixed support and mixed results. The impact of Operation Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom forever changed, well, the world, really. And it's reflected in the work of the art featured in the new MoMA show. I'm joined today by Peter Ely and Ruba Khatrib, co-curators of the exhibition. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
So what was the genesis of this show?
That's a great question. Like many exhibitions, it starts one way and turns out a different way. Oh. So you never really know where you're going. But at a certain moment, it really solidified, in which we realized that this period in 1991, the 1991 Gulf War, was really an overlooked conflict that has had lasting effects that we see today and really needed to be examined through art.
So what was the approach to the show, Peter?
We felt we had struck gold whenever we found an instance where an artist working in the West addressed something that an Iraqi artist also looked at. So there's a wonderful work in the show by an Iraqi woman named Hana Malala, who left actually Baghdad for London in 2006 at the height of the violence that followed our invasion in 03. And it's a work that looks back at a devastating attack that killed over 400 women and children in 1991. It's a work that she made this summer, and we were able to place that with a work made by Sue Coe, a British artist based in the United States for many years, who actually responded to that attack at the time. You know, a piece made in 1991, right at the moment when this was a major news story, but something that was specific and here at great distance from the war zone itself. Hana, many years later, is looking back at an attack that happened while she herself was living there. So those kinds of distances between, you know, proximity to the violence and the war zones is something that for us was a key organizing principle.
As you started to gather the works and think about the narrative of the show, did you notice any themes coming to light that maybe you hadn't thought of, that the art announced itself?
Certainly. I think we were really interested in the beginning in how images and the media really played a role in how this war was experienced and perceived outside of Iraq, and then conversely how it impacted what happened in Iraq. So I think this became a really complicated web of responses, reactions from generations of diasporic artists from Iraq responding, like Dia Alazawi, who was living in London already during the 1991 Gulf War, and he saw reproduced in a British publication Kenneth Drakey's image of a burned soldier, Iraqi soldier, because Iraqi troops were retreating from Kuwait in 91, and the U.S. military bombed them as they were retreating. So there was this image of a soldier burned out in his tank that wasn't published in American papers at the time, but was published in the UK. So he sees this and makes a work responding to it. He makes a painting called Victim's Portrait. So here's an Iraqi artist living abroad, responding to something that's happening in Iraq.
When you think about the way the narratives around Gulf War One and Operation Iraqi Freedom, or whatever you want to call it, invasion, after making this show, did you think about it differently, Peter?
I think one of the great things that art does is it allows us to look back at, or even recognize, you know, in our daily lives, things that are overlooked. Mm-hmm. I think a key point for us in the show that we thought about when we were beginning it, and was certainly reinforced in the process of making it, is just how long this conflict's been going on. You know, that really this is 30 years almost of continuous conflict. There's only 2.5 years in this where we aren't in an active military operation over there. And culture is such a great tool for reminding us of people's humanity. you know, this idea of an abstract Middle East where no one lives. It makes so much of what's happened there possible. Time and again in the show, I think what viewers will be excited to see is actually the media landscape, the televisual landscape of the early 1990s. You know, the nightly news, these maps of the Middle East that are just abstractions that people are pointing to and cutting up as if it's a weather map. And part of what we could do as curators was to bring individual art objects made by people who were living there. As testimonials, really, to the fact that there were people whose lives were directly impacted by this and continue to be today.
My guests are Peter Ely and Ruba Khatrib. They are the co-curators of Theater of Operations, The Gulf Wars, 1991 to 2011, which is at MoMA PS1 currently up until March of 2020. Was there any sort of change in the art after 2003?
Absolutely. I think that's something we did really notice in putting the show together, is that a lot of the work made in the early 90s and during the 90s, during the period of sanctions as well, a lot of artists, Western artists, were looking at maps locating Iraq. And Iraqi artists during the period of sanctions were working in a style called Dafatar. And this is this means notebooks in Arabic. And so they were working through notebooks because there was little access to art materials, much less medicine, clean water. I mean, this is over a decade of sanctions before the 2003 Iraq War. And this impacted everyone's lives, but it also impacted artists, art making. So they were making these artist books that were mobile, easy to transport, easy to get out of the country, layered, multi-layered. And then they're quite beautiful objects, also burnt. There's a lot of texture within these books as well. And then in 2003, a lot more Western artists are looking at asking, who are Iraqis? So there's a lot of investigation and inquiry into, you know, who are these people? Mm-hmm. And a lot of Iraqi artists start leaving Iraq as well. So Hana Malala, Karim Rasen, they leave in 2006. They're some of the last to leave. But currently, there are a couple Iraqi artists in the show in Baghdad right now. And of course, there's a lot of activity there. There's a ton of protests. People have been killed. Like, there's a, you know, this is a, the repercussions are ongoing.
Mm. How is xenophobia represented in the show?
I think that's a really great question. In a way, the show is a kind of, I don't want to say it's a vaccine against xenophobia, but it's less that you see xenophobia in individual artworks than I think you see the ways in which people are reduced to abstractions. There's a Kurdish artist named Jamal Pinjweni who has a great series that he photographed all over Iraq. People at home, in their places of work, butcher shops, even in the dentist chair, all holding in front of their faces an image of Saddam. So we never see them. We see everything else in their environments. In their bedrooms, or very intimate things about, you know, the material substance of their lives, but we don't see their faces. They're all just Saddam Hussein over and over again. And I think that kind of abstraction, which is so central to the terrain of art, was something that we've tracked through the show as both sort of cause and effect, you know, the ways in which xenophobia registers, and also hopefully an antidote somewhat to the kind of thinking that makes these wars possible.
There's a photographer, Tariq Al-Ghussein. Mm-hmm. So he's Kuwaiti-born, but he was educated at NYU, I believe.
And he teaches at NYU.
He does teach at NYU now. What do these Polaroids tell us? I think his work is fascinating.
Well, Tariq made these works in 1990-1991 as the Gulf War is unfolding. He's living actually in Egypt. And so another instance of a Kuwaiti artist. So the Gulf War started when Iraq invaded Kuwait. So we also have a few Kuwaiti artists in the show to really talk about the complexity of that situation. But so he's out of Kuwait. He's watching the news, and then he's taking photos off the television of what he's seeing. So this mediation is such a key element of the exhibition, where different artists are relating to different images. Each one has a specific story of what these images mean to them.
Some other artists that are in the exhibition are names that people would know: Jenny Holzer, Botero, what contributions do they make? When I think about Jenny Holzer, I'm not sure I necessarily think about the Gulf Wars.
Well, it's really interesting. So there's artists like Jenny or Karen Finley, mm-hmm. Or Fernando Botero, artists who in some cases we think of for radically different kinds of practices. But who, you know, we've tried to point out, we're actually engaging with these events along the way. In other words, that this isn't just something that the Iraqi artists who are affected by it are thinking about. Artists here in New York that we maybe associate totally with other kinds of practices that maybe are apolitical. Richard Serra makes a work about Abu Ghraib. I think part of our goal was to suggest the entanglement between the culture here and the culture there. I mean, war is a relationship. We spend so much time thinking about all the benevolent ways that globalization brings people together. And often we think of culture as an opportunity to create these links around the world. But culture is as much a witness to the kinds of destruction and subjugation, colonialism, the kinds of less benevolent ways in which we interact. And Jenny, Karen, even as far back as 1991, are drawing our attention to those same dynamics that we see again after 2003.
As part of the adjacent to the actual show, Theater of Operations, The Gulf Wars, 1991 to 2011, you also have live events. There's a conversation mm-hmm. coming up on January 12th. I think it's called The Politics of Preservation. What's mm-hmm. that about?
Oh, I would just add on to what Peter said too, which is one reason we did this show is because a lot of you don't see much cultural production from Iraq in the United States, right? So even though there's been this over 30-year-long engagement, there aren't many representations of artworks. Cinema, we're doing a film program, so there's cinema from the West, cinema from Iraq. And the talk we're doing on January 12th is going to be a conversation that's really looking at precisely this. There's a lot of investment in preserving antiquity, archaeological sites, universities are involved in this, governments are involved in this, but there's very, very little attention paid to modern and contemporary culture of Iraq. This includes music, literature, art, which is quite rich. Iraq has always been a very rich cultural country, and there's very little exposure in the United States.
It's interesting you talked about the preservation. It caught my eye because you think about it's one of those tenets of warfare. ISIS did it. When you go mm. into a country, you destroy the arts, you destroy the history, and destroy mm. the culture. Is that represented at all in the show, the idea that the art holds the history of the culture?
Oh, absolutely. I think when Ruba was talking about Defatir, these artist books that are useful in their size and format because they can be taken out of the country and seen, that they provide a kind of a key, a window back onto a country that was, you know, largely destroyed during this time period and yet continued to sustain a really vibrant cultural life despite that, which is, I think, one of the great inspirations of the show for visitors who come and encounter this material. It just reminds us again and again that culture perseveres even despite preservation, you know, and even despite destruction, that it is, it's a reminder as far back in history as we can go. Something, people are always making things under a range of sometimes awful and depressing conditions.
The name of the show is The Theater of Operations, The Gulf Wars, 1991 to 2011. My guests have been Peter Ely and Ruba Khatrib, co-curators of the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
The show's up until March 1st, 2020, by the way. This is All of It on WNYC.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.